State player on the Friday Night Show live from the Allstate Showcase Studios here on 720 WGN. You know, there's five TV shows being filmed in Chicago as we speak. There's a new series, Sirens, produced by Dennis Leary. Follows three oddball Chicago EMTs. There's Mind Games, a drama with two brothers, Christian Slater, Steve Zahn. Crisis, a political thriller with Dermot Mulroney and Gillian Anderson, which premieres in mid-March. And two of the hottest shows on television, Chicago Fire and Chicago PD.
Those sound interesting.
They do, don't they? Now, all these shows, and this is really cool, Joe, all these shows have pumped over $100 million into the local economy with all the people that, you know, are obviously employed by this. 1,500 jobs, so that's not a bad deal. So the show premiered in 2012, and it's both a national and local favorite. The show consistently wins the time slot, and more importantly, with time shifting, which we're going to talk about later, the whole DVR thing, your audience grows another 54%.
Yeah, it's a pretty huge number. We're pretty lucky with that.
Yeah, so that, I mean, who watches anything live anymore, really,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So the fact that we've got the DVR crowd, I mean, we couldn't be happier about that.
And the voice you're listening to is one of the stars of this critically acclaimed show. It's Joe Manoso. Hey, Joe.
How are you, buddy?
I am delightful. All right, so what are you normally doing right now? Because I know when I talked to you a few weeks ago, I know you guys sometimes shoot late into the night, and if you're not out having drinks, you're playing poker and doing some other stuff.
You know, it's actually, that's funny that you mentioned that. The guys have just been talking about that, kind of a sneak peek. We were filming just today, as a matter of fact, a scene that mentions poker.
Is that right?
And we started talking about that. It's been like forever since we've gotten a game together. We've probably not done anything since the first season in terms of playing a poker game. But we definitely do try our best to get out and about and see what Chicago has to offer, especially in terms of libations and food.
I would hope so.
I mean, you can't not be in this city and take advantage of all of the restaurants and bars.
No, absolutely.
But, you know, I mean, most of the time, a Friday at 11:40 in the evening, I'm usually passed out in bed.
Right.
Because I've been working for 14 hours. And for example, I mean, I have to be up at 4 a.m. because we're going to be working again.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Is it often 6 days a week that you're doing this?
Mostly 5 days a week. Okay. Every once in a while, they'll throw in a 6 day. Right now, we're in the process of filming this enormous crossover episode between Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. So that's taking up a couple of extra days, and it's forcing us to kind of get in some Saturdays just to fit it all in.
Another great show, and just a few weeks ago, I'm on the board for the Broadcast Museum. We had a huge event with Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. All the cast, and we sold out in 40 minutes, 600 seats, 650 seats.
That's how many seats it was.
That's how many people were there.
I mean, it looked like a sea of people. I just couldn't even begin to think how many.
But when you all came out, and I have to say, most of the audience was filled with 18 to 25-year-old women. Who were screaming like the Beatles were on stage.
No, man. It was kind of daunting, like, to be honest with you. I've never experienced anything like that. You know, the first time that we got kind of a taste of what it is to be a part of a popular show, it actually happened to be right outside of these windows right here, because we were filming a small scene where we pull up and Casey jumps out of the truck. And we had all of the rigs out here, and it was the middle of the day on like a Wednesday afternoon or something like that. And it just became an onslaught of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like just a mob of people.
I think it was Gary Myers' show. I can't remember what that was, but I remember them talking about it. Yeah.
And it was so insane just seeing the enthusiasm and just so much love for the show. But it was overwhelming. And the Museum of Broadcasting wasn't like that. I mean, I remember I walked out and you could barely see anything. You know, I was like, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how Justin Bieber and like Lady Gaga and all these guys, I have no idea how they do it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it can be overwhelming when you have that many people coming at you.
No groupies sitting at the garage door as you were leaving?
I don't know how many of them were sitting out there waiting for me.
Yeah.
But there were definitely quite a few people. They found that back door and they hung out for a while because we were there for a while. But, you know, I mean, we've got the greatest fans. They really are just, they're so generous. They're so loving. They're so open. You know, and it's funny because I think a lot of that sort of has to do with the dichotomy of the show.
Absolutely.
And who we are as people on the show.
People are very connected. Very connected to you guys.
You know, like what we stand for, you know, and like as firefighters. And it's really been a great community just kind of all encircling itself. It's such a pleasure. I can't tell you.
That's cool. Well, and the other thing is you've been in Chicago before Chicago Fire. And I know when I was talking to Dick Wolf, who produces the show, he was saying that, you know, one of the requirements is you guys live here. and you have a place here.
I mean, we got no choice, man. I mean,
but, but you
five
had,
days a week, 15, 14 hours a day.
But, like, but you had a place here. I mean, you've been here for the last few years, though, doing some
yeah,
other stuff.
Yeah, I moved out here in 2000. Well, I went to school in Northern Illinois University, so right. I came out here in 2000, graduated in 2004, and then I immediately moved to Chicago, started working a lot in Chicago theater, got connected with a small theater company out here called Teatro Vista, which was like a second home to me. And it
it's
really
the largest Latino theaters
largest Latino
in the
theater
Midwest, right?
In the Midwest. Yes,
yeah.
Very good, yes.
Thank you.
And, you know, they're still going strong and producing stuff. You know, I had the great pleasure of actually just seeing them a couple weeks ago. We did a big bowling fundraiser, which was a ton of fun.
Oh, cool.
And Charlie and Yuri were actually gracious enough to join us for that. So God bless them for it. But I'm sorry, what were we just talking about?
Living in Chicago. Now,
I can get on rants.
Now, you live with one of the guys from the show,
I
right?
live with Charlie. I live with the guy who plays Peter Mills okay. right now. We actually used to be three of us. It used to be me, Charlie, and Yuri for season one. But then
Yuri did Yuri become too big?
A little too big for his britches. and he decided he wanted a cat. And I'm not a cat guy.
Yeah, me neither.
I am not a cat guy.
Unless I'm running one over. So now what do you do when, you know, you need a little privacy? I mean, you hang a sock on the door. Is this like college dorm time a little bit?
Well, you know, we got real lucky with the place we found. We have it's one of these really weird apartments where it's the living space is the middle floor. And then he has the first floor, which is his bedroom. And then the third floor is my bedroom. So we have a whole floor
perfect.
In between us. Yeah. So it's been a really it's
so no
out.
Run-ins, really.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, like, it's like we have there's very little that me and Charlie keep from one another. Like,
yeah.
You know, we're really, really tight. And so it's like we look forward to seeing it. You'd think after working 14 hours a day together that you'd be sick of one another. But you actually end up.
That's cool.
We love each other. He's a great guy.
That's cool. How did you get the acting bug? Okay, I know you were born in the Bronx. I know you've kind of transplanted yourself and really have ingrained yourself in the city. You were born in the Bronx. How did you start really in the whole acting thing?
Well, when I was 14 years old, my very first girlfriend, if you can call it that, took me to go see her in a high school play. And I remember I was sitting in the front row watching it. I actually, before the play started, she took me backstage and there was all this commotion and all these guys, everybody running around, you know, ironing their costumes and putting on crazy wigs and makeup that looked awful because we were all in high school and no one knows how to put on makeup.
Right.
And I was just so taken by the electricity of the room. And then I remember, watching the play and like, 20 minutes into the first act, I was like, I have to be involved.
I got to do this. Yeah.
And the thing is that back then I was way too shy to think that I'd ever be an actor. So I ended up joining like the stage crew to build stuff. And then about a year
That's
in,
a good
there
start.
Was,
yeah,
yeah you know, and I loved it. I loved kind of getting in there and building the sets and, you know, being behind the scenes. Then a year later, there was an open call audition in the high school for Dracula. And I decided that I, for some reason, had to audition. I went to my mom with the sign and I said, Mom, I want to do this. And she was like, well, honey, go ahead. I was like, no, I can't. I'll freak out. They're going to make fun of me. It's embarrassing. And she's like, the absolute worst thing that could happen is they say no. And somehow that's kind of fed me my entire career. Just you
motivated
know, the idea
you to make it happen.
That it's like, you know, the worst that could happen is that they're not interested. And then you move on, you go to the next thing. And I've not looked back since. I've been committed to it since that age.
That's awesome. And I know you were actually ready to move back to LA. In fact, I think you said
it was the winter of 2011. I said, I'm done. I can't do the Chicago winter anymore. I can't handle it. I'm over it. I've been here almost 10 years. I did the thing. I'm going to go out in LA. I'm going to try and see if I can make my way in TV and film. And then I was out there for about 2 months. And just bouncing around from couch to couch. And then I finally said, okay, well, I'm going to settle out here. I went and I started looking for apartments. And the day that my application for the apartment that I moved into in LA got approved was the day that I booked the gig within like 2 hours of one another.
That's fate
of some sort. I mean, obviously the city doesn't want to let me go.
Yeah.
And so be it. I will gladly, if it's going to embrace me, then so be it.
Okay, now that I'm looking right across from you, we spent a little time at the museum, but now that I'm spending time across from you, I am now recognizing you from Boss.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer,
yes.
You lost your ear.
It's because I have the headphones on. You don't see the ears.
That's what I think
you
is
see
freaking
the strap
me out.
Across my head. That's what's
That's
going
right.
on.
That's right.
That,
what a
know,
great show that was.
Oh, my God. An incredible show. Probably, you know, a huge – it was definitely a huge catalyst for me. I know for a fact that one of the producers of this show saw me on Boss, and it was the reason that he even wanted to bring me into audition.
Okay.
So I was really fortunate that I had to, got to do that. And I mean, a lot of people, I would personally say that Boss was the show that built CineSpace, which is the space where we're currently doing our shows.
Okay.
Because Boss was a lone man on an island when we were first filming out there. CineSpace wasn't even completely built.
It's too bad that it just didn't. It was on Stars. Was it on Stars?
It was
just
on Stars.
Didn't find the audience.
Yeah. I think it didn't find the following that it could have. You know, it's funny because if you look at like House of Cards or something like that now that's doing so well on Netflix,
right.
You almost feel like if Boss had the opportunity to kind of do it over again, they'd probably end up on like Netflix or our Amazon Prime kind of show.
I need some closure.
Oh, I know. And of course, and we got the great pleasure of working with Jeff Hefner, who came and he joined us on Chicago Fire.
Okay, okay.
And he was also a big player on Boss. And, he was so fantastic on that show. And we talk about it all the time. Like, it's like there was just such good material. It's a shame that we didn't get to kind of see it through.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, when we come back, I want to talk about your character on Chicago Fire, the training I know that you consistently go through with our local firefighters here in Chicago.
Absolutely.
And much more.
Thank you to the firefighters out there, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? We're talking to Joe Minoso from NBC Chicago Fire. More next on 720 WGN. This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life. State player on 720 WGN, and we're talking to actor Joe Minoso from TV's Chicago Fire. So, Joe, you know, I know you've been doing a lot of training with, you know, before the show started, and actually it just kind of continues where you're training and mirroring with the Chicago Fire Department. Tell me what that's like.
Daunting and enlightening, and also, you know, exhausting.
Yeah, I bet.
It's funny because Steve Chikorotis, who is the head consultant, he's an actual firefighter who's very close to retiring, actually. If you're listening, Chick, we love you. He's so diligent about making sure that we do things by the book, you know. And there's so many times when you're doing things on film where you have to take license because it's just impossible to kind of try and get the very specific reality of something. But there's never a day where we're not working on something. I know that just, for example, there was an episode, God, they're all starting to mix together, but it was like about 3 or 4 episodes ago where we had to do this. We had to basically stop a car from falling into a building. And the only way to do it was with these huge beams that they call cribbing. That was an entire rehearsal that was separated from any day. You know, we had to come in for a special rehearsal just to like learn how to properly apply it to the car, how to make sure that it was secure to the car. And that never ends. You know,
but you have guys on set too during that process that help along with that, right?
Anytime that we're doing anything, first of all, Tony Ferraris, who is the driver of the squad rig on the show, he's actually on the show. He is a real firefighter. And he is with us at every accident scene, and he is the most valuable source of knowledge that we could possibly have. And all of the extras that you see on Chicago Fire that are firefighters. They're not necessarily from Chicago. Sometimes we pull them from the suburbs because we don't want to leave Chicago without any firefighters when we're filming something. But they're always real firefighters there, and they are, I think, what adds that gravitas and that reality to the show.
Well, you stayed in some of the firehouses, too, like lived there a little bit, too, didn't you?
We did, yeah. When we first got here, we got an opportunity to do some overnights, and actually the guys have been so great. They're constantly inviting us over to come and stay more
often.
That's
cool.
And I know for a fact that David Eigenberg, who plays Herman, when his wife was pregnant, maybe stayed over there a couple of days just to try to avoid her.
Wow.
You know, sometimes everyone needs a break.
That's true.
She might have been the one that came out. that first week, you know, we spent, I spent 24 hours, I remember one night, and it was just impeccable. Those guys, they're so hospitable. They're just the greatest host you could ask for.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it gives you a whole profound new respect for all of our firefighters and police officers, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You don't really realize what these people do until you actually kind of look at face to face. I mean, for example, when we're charging into a building that's on fire, we know for a fact that that fire is controlled. Should anything go wrong and any one of us slips, you know, they go fire out and everything gets put out and there's 5 firefighters there ready to go to, you know, take care of business. But that is not the reality that they go through.
Sure.
You know, they actually walk into a burning inferno and they are fighting tooth and nail just to either try and find somebody to get them out of there, or literally just to save someone's possessions. And, you know, when someone does something that's selfless, it's hard to kind of ignore it. And I think that
so true.
We've been really lucky that we get to shine a light on what I consider possibly the most noble profession that you could be a part of.
When an ambulance just went by the studio during the break, he gave a little salute.
I like mean,
you paused and looked.
They didn't see me.
But yeah,
you know, you
cool.
see them all the time. You know, and it's like it's the little things, like when you're driving and you see the fire truck coming by, you know, and you see the yellow light and you're gonna, oh man, I'm gonna have to stop at this light. I know it's gonna be a minute out of your day, but I promise you that minute out of your day could easily save a life.
Sure.
Because it's that much of a difference. It's,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before you go, because I do want to get you out of here if you got to be on set at 4
o'clock.
Oh, brother,
I'm hanging out with you all night, man. I hear there's drinks coming later.
There is. You know, you're welcome to do that. You're welcome to do that. That'll give you 2 hours of sleep. But so what are you doing for fun in Chicago? Like, what have you discovered that you really like? Is there, you know, and I don't want to put it out there so that everyone comes sees you here, but I mean, is there a favorite pub, some great restaurants? Like, what have you really experienced that you love?
Well, I will definitely say that both the Chicago PD cast and Chicago Firecast have become big fans of Au Cheval. They're burger is outstanding. Right. So I can definitely tell you that we tend to go there from time to time just to catch that burger.
Okay.
Right. But, you know, being here, having been here for so long, I got the privilege of like really mm-hmm. knowing the city. And so I actually was the guy who was lucky enough to introduce people to things.
Right.
And proudest of introducing our cast to was Whirly Ball, because I think it's
awesome.
Such a remarkable game.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so hard to find anywhere else.
Yeah.
And it's so unique and it's so much fun.
Oh, it's a great venue.
I mean, it's incredible. And I hear they're like moving. They have like a big, they're getting like a bigger, better venue or something. So I would probably say that's my proudest moment as a adopted Chicagoan.
But, you know, that's good because a lot of people will immediately gravitate to the tourist spots, and the fact that you've already spent some time here, you know the real neighborhood places.
Oh, and I mean, those are the places as far as I'm concerned. You know, I can tell you that my personal favorite restaurant in this city is way up in Rogers Park. It's called La Unica, and it's inside this supermarket. It's like in the back of a supermarket. It's this like little
hole-in-the-wall
restaurant.
And
their food is impeccable.
Those
I highly
best.
Recommend you try it. It's so good.
Rogers Park. All right. Well, it's a great city, and we're thrilled to have you guys all here.
You are right. It is a great city, and we're thrilled to be here.
All right. Well, you can catch Chicago Fire every Tuesday at 9 Central on NBC. And for more on the show, you can go to nbc.com/Chicago-Fire, and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Joe, I want you to get some sleep, pal.
Thank you so much, buddy. It's such a pleasure. I really appreciate being here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, and have a great weekend. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN.